Now that's just one small anecdote, one small example. There are even bigger ones that I could share with you.
Did you go?
No, of course not. Of course not. Something had to happen to me first. First, the spiritual had to come to me so that I could go. It's impossible for a person with such fixed ideas to go. So then your future takes pity on you and comes to you instead because it knows you're not going to go. So some of us have to be hit over the head. And it's really true that the student doesn't go to the master goes to the student. So he saw something that I couldn't see. I'm saying tonight the same is true of you, that I see something in you that you probably can't see. You may have some inkling of it, but it'll be your idea, more than likely, of what you think it should look like. And that's not likely what's going to unfold. What's more likely is what's going to unfold is what's real for you. What's the real possibility for you? Not the possibility you think or hope is possible for you. Because that will be very limited compared to what's actually going to happen. Reality always is much bigger and tends usually to be much better than what you're hoping for. You're more miserly than you realize in what you think is possible for yourself. So, when reality does unfold in you, it will be absolutely beyond what you would have hoped for yourself, because you're thinking small. That's what human minds do. Reality doesn't think small because it's reality. So I'm not advocating blind faith. I'm not advocating trust the universe. I'm advocating see how much your persistence is already in place. See how much your sincerity is already operating. See how much you're already serious about actually getting real answers, finding the real road, really transforming, really coming to God, really knowing the truth. See how much this is not some mind game for you. And that's the best evidence that you're in the statistical majority on the persistence scale. Statistical majority meaning if you persist, the seeker becomes a finder. So it's a great question. I can see why whoever asked it would ask it. I appreciate the opportunity to clarify it, and I have no doubt about it. Sure, not every single person. Sure, not in every way that matters. But most of you, in most ways that matter. So if you feel deficient in any way, if you feel it's not possible for you in any way, if you feel anything is likely to fall short, forget all of it and simply cultivate persistence.